News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The antisocial use of scramblers has been a cause of significant frustration for Dublin communities in recent years because of the injuries they cause to pedestrians and the damage they do to public parks and playing fields. Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin South West, John Lahart, spoke to us about the need to clamp down on these vehicles.
The scourge of scramblers has become more prevalent. It's not isolated or exclusive to Dublin, but it's spread across urban areas throughout Ireland. Gardaí don't have sufficient powers at present to deal with the issue. Senior Gardaí, I think, have taken the view that chasing and intercept those who are using scramblers is a danger and poses a danger to the public. So what we're attempting to do with this legislation is make it a legal requirement to register and license scramblers, and also to give Gardaí the powers to seize and confiscate them where appropriate, particularly where they're not registered or licensed.
Okay, that was John Lahart of Fianna Fáil. Martin Hoy, chairperson of the Finglas South Combined Residents Association, joins us for more on this. Martin, how big an issue are scramblers in your area?
Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Scramblers are a very big issue in this area. They affect life here every day of the week, basically. We will see scramblers in our parks. We see them actually going up and down our main roads and our footpaths. And we have instances every day where these lads show off, they go up and down on one wheel on main roads in front of cars, bicycles, buses, and they can lead to accidents. And they're very intimidating to people going around their daily business.
As I
know what Paul is saying there about legislation, we've seen in the past that other people have tried to bring in legislation and has been shot down. And the main problem we have with legislation in this country is the fact that it doesn't cover the rules that are required. Like at the moment, they say the Road Traffic Act is enough to deal with the scramblers. But we know in reality it's not.
Okay, what can be done? Because it is difficult. You can understand why the guards don't want to go chasing after them.
Indeed, we do. Well, we do talk to the guards. They come to safety forum meetings where we attend. At these meetings, they do tell us themselves that they do want to catch these guys, but they don't want to chase them. And the main reason is, if they chase them and the bike tumbles over and hits a pedestrian, they're held liable. And we
Absolutely.
Can understand that. We don't want
so
that.
So what should be done?
Well, what should be done is the law needs to be changed. At the moment, in a public park, like down Talca Valley Park here, which will be our local big park, there's a playground in it, and the bikes will whiz up and down all day long, and children can't use that playground. Now, if the guards come down to take the bikes, they can chase them, they can hopefully catch them at the exit, but even that, when they bring them to the station, the parents of those lads can come down and claim that bike back for them. Because at the moment, a park is not a public place under the road traffic.
How do you get around that? Can you seize? Are you saying those bikes should be seized?
Those bikes should be seized once they've been used in a proper manner. Like, we've no problem. You can have scramblers in a proper scrambler park for a championship road race and things like that. That's what it's for.
So tough new law, if you use a scrambler bike in a public park, you lose it. Use it like that and you lose
exactly.
it.
Exactly. If you don't use it properly, if it's used in any way improperly, it's removed.
Okay.
And it's been done in England. We've seen, if I remember, it's in Merseyside. They've really clamped down on. They take the bikes off the lads now.
Okay.
And they're crushing them.
Martin, it makes sense. I think Martin Hoy, chairperson of the Finglas South Combined Residents Association, these scrambler bikes are a nuisance to decent people living in these areas, and they need to be stamped out.